Item 5 is a subdivision and rezoning at 1201 St. Anne's Road under file DASZ 25 of 2012. In accordance with the City of Winnipeg Charter and the Development Procedures Bylaw, this is a combined hearing and the following items will also be heard at the same time, namely, Item 6 is a variance at 1201 St. Anne's Road under file DAV 165544/2012D.
Would the applicant, Paul Workington, please come down? Please state your name and address for the record, please.
It's Paul Workington, Box 990, Niverville, Manitoba.
Welcome. Please give us an overview of your project.
What we're proposing to do is run two sixplexes on an east-west configuration at the subject address that's noted here. We have condos on the south and on the north side of us, and we're limited with what we can do on this subject property. We had initially looked at doing a configuration where we had two sixplexes on the north side of the subject lot. After some consultation with people that knew better than we did, we moved it to the south side to give a lot less, shall we say, shade to the single level units on the north side of us. So that is the reason the configuration is laid out the way it is. Obviously looking for a rezoning as well as a subdivision here to complete and do the continuation of the river path on the same.
Okay. You ready for questions?
You bet.
Any questions? Councillor Mays.
I don't think there'll be much controversy about the size of the number of units or the size. I think everyone will be in favor of the easterly bit being dedicated to complete the trail system. But talk to me, can you explain in more detail the variances you're seeking, the parking, the width, the fencing? Can you expand on that?
Jeremy, I'm going to let you. What is the best? Can you give me how many variances you're seeking here? Well, I guess the biggest thing is going to be on the St. Mary's side. We are going to be a little bit on the tighter side when we did the property alignment. Our building is going to be closer to St. Mary's, so we're looking for a variance on the street side. We're also fairly tight on the south side as well, to the condos on that side as well. I guess 27 feet from the fence to the front of our building, and on the that would be on the south side of our building, we're sitting at about 8.5 feet, approximately. So I'm not sure entirely what, I guess, how to answer to the question, but...
Okay. Councillor Mays?
Well, the drawings are a little hard to relate because we're at a right angle to them here, but so your building's two sixplexes.
That's correct.
Two stories in height. They're half and east of St. Anne's, so they're on the they're on the southern side of the property.
That's correct.
It's a long, thin strip.
Precisely.
You're on the southern side of the property, so the north side is going to be the drive aisle, right?
That's correct. Yeah, and to the south of us is a three-story plus right. condominium, which is sort of our shadow or our shade, if you want to call it that. And the reason we moved it to the other side is because our building height with a two-story would have definitely created some shade issues for the backyards and the decks of the people to the north of us. And so that was the reason for redoing that.
So the drive aisle is going to go the full depth of the property.
That is correct, yeah.
Back to some point near the trail.
That's correct.
Then
yeah.
You're going to have the two sixplexes, they're facing north?
They're facing north, that's correct. And that was the reason we preferred the other direction with the southern exposure, but due to the shading of the sun problem that we're creating with this whole thing, we're going to rather work with the other way where we provide a northern exposure, which is fine too.
And the space between the two sixplexes is what?
Space between the two sixplexes. Hey, you're right, those numbers are hard to read. Jeremy, can you read that? About 120 feet. There's a total of 19 parking stalls.
The buildings?
Sorry, what was that?
120 feet between the buildings?
That's correct.
Okay.
And then the back, the southern yard is, you're saying 8.5 feet to the property line?
That's the north, south side is 8.5 feet to property line, that's correct.
Okay, any other questions?
I may have some more once we hear from...
Okay, we're going to hear from people both in, sure. in support and in opposition.
Sure.
So you can have a seat. I have a few people registered in support. You're welcome to come and speak, but you don't have to. You can just register your support.
You guys need to sit down and behind the...
Yeah. First is Jeremy Weeb. In support? Todd Niblock. Todd, welcome.
Thank you. So I'm Todd Niblock, Royal LePage, Real Estate, address 6-1549 St. Mary's Road. I guess I have a few things in terms of positives for the project. First of all, that the city will receive the east portion of the lot along the Seine River to complete the Seine River Trail. I know that they've been trying to get that portion of the property from the current owner for many years. Originally, that owner was wanting to build a larger residence there. That wasn't approved, and so this is kind of a culmination of that. Other positives, the current buildings on the site aren't attractive. There's a number of outbuildings that are almost barn-like, shed-like. The three-story condominium that's to the south, I know that they had offered the current owner some incentives to try